It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market today?
You know, unfortunately, we'll have to go with the inflationary index. We keep hearing that continues to be climbing, setting highs that we haven't seen since 1981 on Friday, coming in, I think, at 8.6%. And, of course, that means that the Fed on their meetings this week is likely going to increase interest rates again, likely a half a point. There's rumors of three quarters of a point. So right now I'd have to say that the inflation is what's probably the most attention-grabbing item there is. Next, I'm surprised with the wheat. The wheat has some pretty good strength here in Minneapolis, all three of the exchanges, Minneapolis leading it here. So we're seeing some pretty good strength in the wheat market as well.
Yep. And then, too, we've got that ridge of high pressure expected to set up here, which means hot weather.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about, 90s for us here this weekend. The Corn Belt is expected to see 9, 10, 11 days into the 90s. And they're concerned about that because a lot of that crop hasn't set up any kind of a canopy. So this heat could dry out some of that ground and cause some concerns.
Okay. What's not hot with this market then?
I have to lean towards soybeans and the soybean flax. That seems to be coming under pressure. We're getting the crop planted. We're getting decent weather. Of course, hot and dry might not be as bad for the soybeans as that crop is getting planted and it'll be able to get it off to a good start. If it continues to linger hot and dry, then we're looking at some issues. But right now, I'd have to say it's the beanplex.
Is that the kind of the short side of a spread trade then?
Kind of. I would look at that. I think that wouldn't be too bad. And I know we've been continuing to see the bull spread has been working, which, tight old crop supplies is helping. But once you get into new crop, I think we could be looking at a pretty good spread there between the corn and the soybeans.
It's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.